Hello, and welcome to Articulated Thought. I am your host, Colin, and today I'm going to be talking about the word Akashic. Akashic is a Sanskrit word, and as always, I'm going to read the etymology. So, it is Sanskrit, and one of the roots is kas, to be. It appears as the masculine in the Vedic Sanskrit, and the generic meaning of it is like open space. And in classical Sanskrit, the noun acquires the neutral gender and may express the concept of sky or atmosphere. And what I find so interesting about this idea is that essentially we're going between like a state of being or a description of how the landscape looks. So like it's sky or open space, or it's to be. It's like the identity of the universe. And so I'll read the kind of definition of it, which is a collection of all universal events, thoughts, words, emotions, intent, ever to be occurred in the past, present, or future in terms of all entities or life forms, not just human. So obviously it's like what everything that all of the ideas and thoughts and words that are spoken and creative things that come from humans, but also the same thing from all animals and all, I don't know, we can go down to like, do cells have ideas? Maybe that's recorded too. We don't know. So, I find this idea so interesting because this is kind of what, when I hear the word God, it makes me feel like this is what God is. Like, it makes me feel like we are all God. We are all non-separate from God. We are part of it. And at the same time, it still requires some reverence and some, like, you're not looking at it from the outside. You are a part of it, but you still need to respect it even though you are a part of it, because you deserve respect from yourself as well. And so when I hear the word God, as much as it puts a bad taste in my mouth, because I personally am essentially atheist. I don't like the idea of some higher ruler above me or something that is controlling me like a puppet master. But if I were to think of a puppet master that would be okay and that took form in an idea that like, in a form that kind of makes sense to me, it would be this, the Akashic realm, because it's essentially this soup that we live in, this quagmire, like we are wading through it at all times, and it's like we're swimming constantly. That's what life is. We're swimming through the collection of everything that has happened or is happening or will happen, and we have to see what we can do to stay in the current moment and narrate our future and avoid living in the past. Because I will have to say that for me, my memories haunt me. Not all of them, obviously, there's a lot of good ones. But for me, the more that I can live in the current moment, the more in tune with that soup that I am. And the quagmire kind of doesn't feel so deep. It doesn't feel so hard to walk through. I feel like there's no resistance when I'm in the moment, and I can just breathe and relax, and everything comes to me exactly how I should be receiving it, whether I have the opinion or not. It's like, it's not really my opinion. Like, yes, I would really like someone to give me some money so I can start some of my businesses, but I honestly feel better the fact that I have to earn that, and I have to give reasons why people should give me that money. It's not just like coming to me automatically, even though I have the idea, yeah, like that would be really cool if that happened. But it doesn't feel as satisfying as when you actually work for it. And the universe has like this unspoken language, and I kind of akin it to like the language of synchronicity. So Like, essentially, the universe is always, like, knocking at your door very lightly, like, really, really lightly, and saying, like, hey, hey, do this, do that. And you can feel it when you meditate. You can feel it when you listen to your body. And it's the universe giving you different signs that that you're doing the right thing or you're doing the wrong thing. And it tries to push you in the direction of your highest good, because I firmly believe that the universe is, yes, it's neutral, but it at the same time, it narrates itself towards love, towards like the highest vibration that anybody can live in. And so we are all being guided really quietly to our highest vibration, the way that we can be the happiest or be the most content. I don't know if happy is the right word, because life is suffering, but it's how you react to the suffering. It's how you exist within the suffering. If you can look objectively and be stoic in that view of the world, then you will accept the suffering as a way to grow. And when you grow, you become a better person and you can expand yourself. And so even though life is these lessons, these things that make us go in different directions, it's what makes us strong. It's what creates the room for us to be the best versions of ourselves. Because whether or not you believe this or not, this is all my opinion. I feel like the universe just is pushing us in the right direction always, but you can get into bad habits. You can get into bad paths. And even though the universe is pushing you in the right direction, you cannot hear it. You are deaf to the signs. And so you fall into ego land, or you fall into the swamp of ego, which is like the opposite of the Akashic realm. And you are wading through whatever pleasures you the most in the moment, and not allowing yourself to see the growth in the future. My friend actually gave me this app, which I find really funny. But it's an app that notifies you 5 or 6 times a day that you're going to die. But the thing it does is, it's like the quote on it says, like, you're going to die. You want to hear a quote. And then it gives you like a really good quote about what you should do to live your highest excitement in the moment, because we are all going to pass away. And the mortality of us keeps me centered. Like, if you... ego kind of makes you believe that you're not going to die, like that you're going to exist forever and nothing's going to change, but things are always going to change. Things are always going to be moving and shifting and breathing and being swayed in a different direction. And so you have to be aware of your mortality and the mortality of your life, and the way that, like the mortality of your car, the mortality of the place that you live, everything, the mortality of your husband or wife or whatever. Everything is a moment in time. So the more we can be present in that moment in time, and the more we can be aware that in that moment in time is the most sacred place and the most sacred time that we can exist in, the more aware of our mortality, the better we can like plan and exist and be happy and know that nothing really matters. None of these fights really matter. Like, what we just need to live our highest excitement. And I personally, my highest excitement before was looking for dopamine in the world, like just doing whatever would release the best feelings in me in the moment. And I've realized I can get the same effect from working hard and releasing different information and helping people. And part of me is mad at myself because I didn't know this earlier, but then it's not really a part that I ever indulge in, because that's a waste of time. And so I hope that you can learn how to be in the moment more and embrace what it is that is compelling you, driving you forward to grow, because we, in the end, we just need to be the best humans that we can to each other and leave our footprint in the fact that someone else really enjoyed spending the time with us, or that we really changed someone's life. And the more that we can do that, the better, I think. So, enjoy living in the Akashic Soup and in the moment, and you will find so much peace there, because I don't know, that's just how I've been living recently, and I am becoming my favorite person, my favorite version of the person that I want to become. I'll end with this. I was shooting guns the other day. My friend had a really nice rifle. It was like a $1,500 rifle. And we were talking about what it is that, like, what's the drive for us to work out and become the healthiest versions of ourselves? And it's like, we want to be badass. We want to be like, we want to be ready to take on anything. Like in the zombie apocalypse, I want to survive the longest. I want to be that person that's like in the seventh season and like is surviving, because before the zombie apocalypse, I was working out, I was doing the best, and I was training. And so that is what I am doing in my life, is becoming the most badass version of myself that I can. And I hope you do the same. So live in the moment, breathe more, breath is everything, and have a wonderful day.